Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Senate has recently passed the Hezbollah International Financing Prevention Amendments Act of 2017. This seeks to cut off the flow of resources to the Lebanese-based terrorist organization and its affiliates and targets foreign governments, individuals, and companies that support them. This is great news. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Holly, this just makes sense.
Absolutely. It just makes sense. I mean, just be spending all these millions of dollars funding terrorism when they are very clear that they are involved in organized crime, drug trade, all kinds of things going on. So it's like, yeah, thank you for doing this.
You wonder why this hasn't been done before.
I know.
This is common sense. Why would we fund or be complicit at all in Hezbollah? Hezbollah is a recognized terrorist organization. The new legislation strengthens and expands the scope of economic and financial sanctions by previous legislation imposed on Hezbollah, which is the Shia Islamic political party and militant group. The bill is significant in light of Hezbollah's global reach in areas of the Western Hemisphere, where it is involved in organized crime, as you said, drug trade, trafficking of exotic animals, and black market sales of precious metals and gems to finance its terror activities. And it's fighting in support of the Assad regime in Syria. Of course, you know, Hezbollah is right there in Lebanon, and that's where it also has a stronghold, right there on the borders of Israel.
Right. So now there's accountability to these other organizations and companies, to Congress, you know, to file these reports and let them know what's going on so that we aren't funding. I mean, we're talking about, it says 20 to 30% of their $1 billion with a B annual budget comes from sources other than the Iranian regime.
Yeah, an estimated 20 to 30% or
$300
million a year of Hezbollah's $1 billion annual budget comes from sources other than the Iranian regime. In other words, they have a budget of $1 billion a year, but they're getting 20 to 30% of it from other sources.
Right, and that's
than
blood,
Iran.
That's blood money, because those terrorists are responsible for deaths of hundreds of Americans.
Which brings you back to the issue of Iran. You know, Iran, and we'll talk about that on another Faith and Freedom, but Iran is involved in funding Hezbollah. And it's providing resources and weapons to this terrorist organization. And the reason why they're doing it is because it is undermining the rest of the Middle East, and particularly has a target on Israel. Hezbollah is in Lebanon. Lebanon is to the north of Israel. We've been to the Israeli-Lebanon border, where you can literally see into Lebanon.
Wow.
And that's where Hezbollah is ultimately amassing various kinds of weapons. Why are they doing that? Well, because of their archenemy, Israel. Iran is funding that. We have been complicit in it. This bill requires Congress to receive information on Hezbollah's illicit activities, which the legislators could then use to better fund the resources necessary to counter the terrorist group. And the legislation allows the international law enforcement agencies, such as Interpol, to target the terrorist group's global financial network.
All right, so it's not just Israel that's been threatened, but the United States as well.
No question. And it's not just the United States, it's other parts of the Middle East and Europe and other parts around the world. You know, for example, Iran is Shia and Saudi Arabia is Sunni. Most of the Middle East is Sunni. Iran is Shia. And the difference between those two groups are the different progenitors, or the different people who carried on Muhammad's legacy, if you will, whether or not it was someone related by blood or whether it's someone else appointed. And what happened is, after Muhammad died, there's a split in the Islamic religion. And so you have Sunni on one hand, which is the majority, and Shia on the other hand, which is the minority. Iran is Shia. Saudi Arabia is Sunni. In Mecca and Medina are located in Saudi Arabia. Those are two of the three holy sites for Muslims worldwide. Iran would certainly want to destabilize Saudi Arabia because of this inner Nicene war, if you will, between the different warring factions of the Islamic religion. So Iran is at odds with most of its Middle East colleagues, if you will, the Middle Eastern nations there, because of its Shia population versus the Sunni. And so that's why it's funding Hezbollah to destabilize not just the Middle East, not just providing funding for the insurgency in Syria, but also to go against Israel, its archenemy, eventually the United States of America.
It just makes sense, and I'm glad that Congress is finally stopping the stranglehold that Iran has over most of the Middle East through this. So,
well, and so it's not just us defunding these particular entities, but it's also looking at other sanctions that we can impose or authority levels that we can provide with regards to other international financing, because it's not just the United States. It's not just other entities. It's different nations around the world. It's different banking institutions that are funneling money from different sources to the terrorist organization Hezbollah. And this is a great move. You know, so many good things are happening like this under the Trump administration. Mm. There's been so much controversy and fake news against him. I think and I hope people begin to realize how much fake news is really out there. And it's all to really undermine this president and his agenda. This America First agenda that he has, you know, some people say, well, it's isolationist. You know, this is not isolationist. Mm. This is putting America's interest first. But it's also standing with our allies.
Absolutely, because we see what terrorism is doing, you know, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. So to be able to nip it in the bud in just one way is a huge start.
You know, frankly, President Donald Trump has inherited a mess on international affairs, domestic affairs as well, with Obamacare that he's undone by following the law and stopping the abortion-inducing drugs and mandate, and also stopping the unauthorized, unconstitutional subsidies to insurance companies, which will cause Obamacare to implode on its own weight. But also on international affairs, whether it's North Korea, there's been so much rhetoric by presidents before, you know, if you do this and we're going to do that, well, they never did anything. And so the dictator, the madman in North Korea has just gotten out of control. So when you have a president saying, we're going to draw a line, he's the first president to actually back up his rhetoric with words. And he means it.
Right. Previous or you're fired. Yeah.
You know, previous presidents should have taken action, but they didn't. And these are both Republicans and Democrats.
Right.
With Iran, you have the issue that he's inherited with Iran. And we've enabled them to continue developing ballistic missiles. We've given them a short window in which this Iranian deal would expire and allow them to have a fast track after that to a nuclear weapon, which they will use. If they had a nuclear weapon like North Korea now has a nuclear weapon, you can better believe it's not going to be just rhetoric. They would literally use it because they believe in the final apocalypse, that they can bring it on. They can bring on the final conflict of the ages, and they would do it by launching a nuclear weapon first against Israel, then against some of the other adversaries in the Middle East, Europe, and certainly the United States of America. Then we have these terrorist organizations. We have ISIS that increased under President Obama. Now they're on the run. We have the destabilized issue in Syria because Obama didn't do anything and just allowed the thing to get worse. We have the issue that Obama created in Egypt with the destabilization there, in Libya with the destabilization there, the trafficking of weapons. President Trump inherited a mess that in part was by the inaction of both Republican and Democratic prior presidents. And now to see that this particular bill is now moving through the Senate, even though the Senate has been deadlocked on so many things, this is a great move in the United States Senate, and certainly it is a great move of the president taking a stand on these national defense issues to secure America and to stand with our allies.
You know, it's a reminder, too, to pray for our president and to pray for our leaders, because these are huge, very significant decisions that are being made.
Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Learn more how you can stand with Israel through our ministry, Christians in Defense of Israel. It's our education and advocacy ministry, Christians in Defense of Israel. And also support our Covenant Journey program, which takes Christian college-age students to Israel on a life-changing trip, and that's at covenantjourney.org. Go to lc.org, pray for the ministry, and financially support Liberty Council.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.